can decipher his writing.
Yeah,
she had already given.
Thank you.
And said, you know, there's so much news going on in the world today that's discouraging. Is that right, Jonathan?
Just
negative, distracting. And our sister wants us to pray for her that maybe she can focus on the good news today. So, Heavenly Father, we lift up our sister to you in prayer this morning. We know, Lord, that there's all kind of things going on in the world, storms and disasters and calamities and wars and rumors of war and, you know, illness. And you know, we just see all kind of divisiveness, you know, in the nation and around the world today that just sometimes overwhelms us. And I lift up my sister to you today in prayer. And I ask God, Father, that she be able to separate herself from that and look up, because her redemption is drawing nigh. Help her to keep her eyes on the things above and not on the things of the world. Help her to keep her eyes on the good news of that future that God has prepared for her. Plans to give her hope and a future. And we lift her up to you today, Father, in Jesus' name, and amen. Well, friends, those phone lines are open. Brother Jim in West Palm Beach, getting things started this morning with a $2,000 matching funds challenge. So get that done by 8:30 this morning. He wanted to get it wrapped up. He's stepping out in a big way, a $2,000 matching funds challenge. If you call this morning and make your gift of support, Jim in West Palm Beach, a longtime supporter of the ministry, is going to match up your gift dollar for dollar. 888-221-8990 is that number to call. 888-221-8990. You know, sometimes, my dear sister out there, you know, with all the things that are going on in the world to attract our attention and get us off focus, and, sometimes it attempts to derail us from the things that are important. Sometimes we get wrapped up in that, and I guess that's natural. That's understandable. But sometimes we just have to choose to turn our eyes away from that and make that choice to worship and to enter into the presence of God. We're going to do that today throughout the day. We're just entering into God's presence. Wherever you are today, we hope that you'll come along with us as we choose to worship. Our phone lines are open. There's $1,240 remaining in matching funds. And we are grateful and thankful for those of you that are calling. We have Darlene from Port St. Lucie giving a gift of $25 this morning. Darlene, God bless you. Thank you for your gift of $25. That leaves us $1,215 to go in our matching funds challenge.
Press and filled my days, and clouds blocked my way. But there was a voice speaking to me, awaking the passion so quiet in me, in me. So still in me.
I choose to worship.
Yes, I do.
I just can't give up.
I can't lay here and give up, no. I choose to worship right now. My mind is made up.
My mind is made up.
Is that your voice calling me into that secret place with thee? My heart is longing for this moment with thee.
Do I have anybody in here tonight that chooses to worship?
I know sometimes it gets bad. I just can't lay here and give up. I choose to worship. Oh, yes, I do. In the air and just say it with me. Come on. I choose to worship you, Lord. I choose to worship right here in the midst of everything that I'm going through, God. Tears running down my face. Don't know where to go. Don't know, have nobody to talk to. But I made up my mind. I'm going to worship you in spirit and in truth. I bless your name. I glorify you right now. I'm desperate for your presence, God. I'm coming after you. I'm a living witness. He'll heal you. Yes, he will.
He's healing me. I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need everybody in here to help me do it right now. Come on. He's healing me.
He's healing me. I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need you to lift yourself up out of that mess that you're in right now. Come on. Some of you have been down so long. Come on, make up your mind right now.
I'm gonna worship.
I can't lay here and die. I gotta seek after him. I hear his voice calling me right now.
He's healing
me. I'm coming to you broken tonight. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. I'm coming to you right now. I need your presence in my life. I'm gonna worship. Yes, I am. He's healing me.
He's healing me. I'm gonna worship.
Oh, he's healing.
I'm gonna worship
you.
I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on. Come on, it's got a made up mind. Come on, to bless the Lord at all times. In the midst of every test, every trial, I've made up my mind that I will bless the Lord at all times. I'm gonna worship.
I'm gonna worship.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm gonna worship. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm gonna worship.
I'm gonna worship.
Ooh, yes. My heart is long for this moment with thee. I choose to
I choose to worship. Well, friends, those phone lines have been ringing and calls coming in. We had a call a moment ago. Darlene had called in and given a gift of $25. That was matched from Jim with a gift of $25. And that left us $1,215 to go in this matching funds challenge from Jim first thing this morning. Then Milton and Susan from Fort Pierce called in and gave a gift of $200. Listen to this. We're $1,015 away. $1,015 away from having this $2,000 matching funds challenge from Jim in West Palm Beach met. And we're excited about that. Yes, we are. And so the phones have been ringing, the calls coming in. You know, I asked you to come along with us today. I don't know what you're going to do. You know, we may raise some money, but I know what I'm going to do today. I'm going to enter into worship.
Amen.
I am going to enter into the courts of thanksgiving and praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I know that there's, you know, that sister, we were praying with her a moment ago. I'm asking her, come on. We're going to go praise the Lord today.
That's
I don't know
that's
where
it.
You're at yeah. out there, but we're yeah. going to praise God.
That's it.
We have so much to be thankful for.
We do.
Amen. We have so much to be grateful for. You know, we got up this morning breathing and moving. We got up with the ability to say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We got up, we got up this morning with the ability to do something today for a neighbor or a friend, a loved one. We got up today with the ability to do something for the Lord. Yeah, there are a lot of things going on in the world around me, but look up. Look up. Get your eyes up above the fray of what's going on in the world today and look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith.
Let me give that number, Tom.
Go ahead.
I believe some people are just waiting to call because we are in the river.
Amen.
All right. It is 888-221-8990. That is 888-221-8990. You can call from anywhere, and we are happy to take your calls this morning.
That's right. And I need to say hey to Sandy this morning.
Yes, Sandy wanted to say hello to Tom. Make sure you tell Tom.
That's right.
She was excited in Jesus. Talking to her was like just stepping into
Sandy,
a bunch of joy.
Sandy was here and listening, and then she went up to Apopka. They moved up to Apopka, and on occasion she'd call me and say, Tom, I'm on the internet and I can't get you. What's going on? And we would work through some of those problems, and she was listening. And then they moved from Apopka to Sebring, I think. Where was she calling from this morning?
I forget.
I think it's over in Sebring. You got that? There it is.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's where they're at now.
Sebring.
In Sebring. And calling in this morning. And so we want to say hello to Robert and Sandy in Sebring today.
Amen.
Good people. And it's a blessing to know they're listening. Well, listen, this is what's going on this morning. We are entering in today to the presence of God. We're worshiping the Lord, giving Him thanks and praise. It's prayer and praise time. Do you know, friends, that today and tomorrow are the last 2 days?
That's right.
Of our fundraising effort. Brother Jim called last evening, just before we went off the air. Brother Jim called and said, Tom, said tomorrow morning I want you to get started bright and early with a $2,000 matching funds challenge. Now, Brother Jim in West Palm Beach has been a longtime supporter of the ministry. He's prayed for me yesterday. He was inquiring about my health and wishing me well and standing up to continue the support of the ministry. You see, this is about the ministry of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ today. It's about the message of hope and salvation.
Amen.
It's about that Savior. You've heard of Him. His name is Jesus.
Amen.
And we are asking you today to join Brother Jim and all the others that have called already this morning. Make that gift of support. We have until 8:30, that's just a little more than a half an hour away, to raise this $2,000. And we're trusting that you will get on the phone and call that number right now. David, if you will, why don't you share those phone numbers with the folks once again?
Certainly. You can reach us toll-free at 888-221-8990. Locally, you can reach us at 772-221-1100.
Okay, well, I guess everybody's at a loss for words there.
Yeah. Well, you can go on our webpage as well,
you
Dave.
You can do that. Yes, WCNO.com.
We're going to be monitoring that today. And someone yesterday, Tom, asked the question if they gave on the internet whether or not that would be included in the matching funds. And the answer is
absolutely.
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 Yes.
Yes. And we do check that periodically throughout the day to make sure that we include it.
Amen. Well, this is what's going on. Brother Jim in West Palm Beach giving a $2,000 matching funds challenge. There's $1,015 remaining. in this challenge. If you'd like to join with us right now,